Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Imagine possessing a toolkit to steer projects to success effortlessly and consistently while delivering results that exceed expectations. If this is you, you want to stay tuned because what I'm going to discuss are some hallmarks to enhance, and I do mean enhance, your project management skills. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, I don't know why I swung like that, like I was trying to, today's episode is entitled, How to Improve Project Management Skills. Again, how to improve project management skills. I have a 7-point framework. After those 7 points, family, I'll tell you how we normally do it. I'm out of here at that point. So let's go to the first point. One of the things I encourage people to continuously do in this craft and any craft that you decide to commit to is point number one, continuous learning. One of my favorite books out there is Mindset by Carol Dweck. She talks about a growth and fixed mindset. A growth mindset, they don't believe when they fail that they're a failure. I think I just said something. I'll slow it down and bring it back because it may have missed you. I said, in reading Carol Dweck's book called Mindset, she talks about a growth in a fixed mindset. And in a growth mindset, when someone fails, they don't look at themselves as a failure. They just look at, oh, this is not going to work. Versus a fixed mindset is like, oh, it's never going to work for me. Everything is always, it always happens to me, like everything negative. Yeah. So you could tell the different pressures that one puts themselves under instead of saying, hey, I'm going to embrace the growth mindset. I am willing to go on this journey of continuous learning. I'm willing to stumble along the way knowing that I have the ability and I trust in myself to be able to stand back up regardless of what everyone else is saying around me. Even if sometimes even people close to me are telling me, oh, just stay down. No, I can't stay down. I have to get back up. All right, let's move on to point number two. Point number two is seek mentorship. Listen, if I told you the impact that mentorship had on my life, we'll probably be here for hours. Because I love what Dan Kennedy talked about and I've shared this with you before, family, that there are pioneers, meaning people that went before you in the majority of the cases, in some cases not, maybe you're a new trailblazer, but the majority of the time, someone has set the path and taking the arrows in the back. So they've done different things and realized that, oh, those didn't work. So why not go and connect with mentorship? We offer mentorship. I offer mentorship here. And the importance of mentorship is you have to do the work. See, a lot of times people will be like, oh, well, you know, I really want to get into project management, ED. I think this will be a good fit. And I'm like, yeah, it will be for you. I can, you know, based on our conversation, I can see. And do you know what? I never hear from them. And then when I do hear from them, and then I say, well, hey, this is what I did. This is what, if I were to do it all over again, this is what, how I would have started. I would have started with the CAPM. And most of the people that I talk to want to jump right into the PMP. So you got to, but you have to get a starting block. You got to even see if you like this thing we call project management. You may realize once you get into the text and get into the data and understand like, ooh, this is not me. And so jumping from not having no experience and then trying to go after the PMP, it wouldn't be worth it. So having a mentor to guide you step by step and saying, here's the roadmap if I were doing it in your shoes, and they really coach you along the journey. Basically, they're literally just providing you wisdom of the experiences that they have. My mentor, my coach is Phil Akwunali. I may have destroyed his last name. Sorry, Phil, about that. But the point I'm trying to make is he's been very instrumental in giving me a pathway and guiding me and saying, you know, many times I want to go into door two. He's like, nah, door two is not for you, son. Let's go to door three. And I promise you, if you trust me on this, we got it. See, mentorship really inspires you. They push you. And then when they see that you're kind of lagging behind, they pick you up and say, here, we're going to do this together. Let's do this one together. That's mentorship. I'm sorry, family. I just love mentorship so much. With the right mentor, by the way, that's my caveat. Anyway, wait, I got to come back because you may say, well, what is the right mentorship or mentor? That's a great question because I had other mentors that just didn't. It wasn't a match. So now I found out what a match for me is. And the mentors that I have in my little circle, my inner circle, are the ones that they're not even just my mentor. They're really like my best friends because of the fact that we're able to bounce things off of each other as well. So again, seeking a mentorship that you can hopefully build a relationship with as far as a growth relationship where they challenge you. They don't allow you to settle. They push you to be uncomfortable. All right, I'm just going on and on. I am so grateful for mentorship, and I just want you to understand why it's important to me and why it will be important to you. Practice effective communication. Here's that word, communication again. Listen, being able to have the ability to sharpen your skill set consistently, constantly, will help you be able to articulate your words in a way that arrests someone's attention or a audience and that they really want to know more about you. They really want to dig and understand how do you do what you do. And that's what gets me excited about practice. With AI, this is practice for me, baby, because this is practice because I'm getting a chance to work on my skill set at the same time, deliver value to people that are interested or that are already in project management. Point number four, I love this one. Master time management. I recommended a book before by Dan Kennedy called Renegade Millionaire. In this book, and I'll keep it at a high level because I really want you to check out the book. It's really about time management. I might put it like a little guide or something together for you guys around time management. Some of the things I've done and tried that were successful and maybe some that weren't successful, or maybe I just give you the things that were successful for me. So I'm gonna take that as a takeaway for some things. But mastering time management, when you are leading a project, there can be tendencies where people will walk up to your cube or they'll be pinging you in Teams or giving you a call. And sometimes you need to block all of that out and work on the thing you need to get out to your team in order for your team to be successful. Maybe they're counting on you for meeting minutes. Maybe they're counting on you for a data analysis that you got to scrub a lot of data and get that information out. So that's why I challenge you, family, to learn to work on mastering your time. If you say right now for an hour, I'm going to sit here and go through my project plan, make sure everything is updated. Don't deviate from that unless there's something that comes up that takes a higher priority, but then that's another loophole that you'll find yourself in, meaning that if you keep jumping to these priorities, then you won't have the time to finish what you need to get done. So work on prioritizing your time, your task, and managing deadlines to ensure that you enhance your project efficiency. Point number five, having the ability to develop problem-solving skills. What does that mean, ED? Listen, as you lead projects, you're going to run into problems. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish that, if I collected all my requirements, I locked in my scope, I got my schedule right, I got my project management plan together, I'm good, everyone has their task, I'm sitting back drinking coffee with my pinky out because, yeah, I'm bougie. No, I'm just playing. But seriously, though, family, it's important to have the ability to problem solve. And the only way that you can have the ability to problem solve, I know you're not going to like this because I didn't like it when someone first told it to me, but they said the only way you're going to be able to be a better problem solver is you're going to have to solve problems. I know it's common sense, but sometimes common sense is too common and we try to complicate it. So family, I'm telling you, when you get into problems, this is a perfect time to test out some of the things you've learned along the way, whether watching this channel, whether things you've read, to really experiment to see if you can solve that problem. Point number six, strengthen leadership abilities. Listen, I'm always gonna lead by example. I'm gonna inspire my team. If they're falling short or they're just overworked, I'm going to step in. And a lot of project managers wouldn't do that. They'll just probably escalate and say, well, this guy needs help or this person needs help, instead of saying, hey, what can I do to support you, to help you so we can get this done? Hey, you know what, ED, if you could just really help me, here's some data. If you could go through it and then I can review it, this will help me be able to work on something over here that's really pertaining, that's a high priority to the project. And by that time, we'll be able to work hand in hand and we'll get this this project out on time, on budget, and on scope. I mean, you know, within scope. So it's important that you create that. You create that transparency so individuals on your team can be well informed about the decisions that's required to drive the project. Point number seven, and my last and final one. You have to, family, utilize your project management tools. And what I mean by that is that there's so many tools out there. You need to find out which one is, and I'm not just even talking about your Mondays.com or Smartsheets or Asana or Microsoft Project. I'm also talking about some of the tools that you gather through your career along the way. There may be a tool where, I'll give you a perfect example of a tool that I've developed along the way. One of the things that I understood about project management is that when you are a project manager, the majority of the time, you're not gonna have people reporting directly to you. You're gonna work in a cross-functional matrix. And what that means is that you're going to have people in all different departments. How can you inspire them to get what you need besides having to escalate to their leadership? Because if you're constantly having to escalate to leadership, it looks like you have no type of leadership yourself. Now, I'm not saying that escalating is bad. No, it's not. Because if someone's on your team that's not, you know, delivering like they're supposed to, yeah, we need to escalate. But what I'm saying is, though, family, having that ability to be persuasive in an ethical way, because I know with some people that take that out of context. So having the ability to be persuasive in an ethical way really helps you when you're talking to your stakeholders. Hey, listen, man, and negotiating as well, that's another tool that is very important. You know, if someone says, hey, I can get it to you on Friday, we say, well, will you be able to get it to me on Wednesday? Well, yeah, I can get it to you on Wednesday. Great. All right. What did I just do there? They told me Friday, but I pulled back 2 days and said Wednesday. The reason why I did that is because was Friday really the real date? I don't know if it really was. Maybe they put that cushion in there just in case something happens. But at least let's say Wednesday to see if we can get it done. Or another question I may ask, well, what's an earlier date than Friday that you can get it done? Maybe they may come back and say, oh, well, I probably could get it done Tuesday. So family, I challenge you again to reach into your tool belt. And I call the tool belt of wisdom, the tool belt of organization, the tool belt of systems and processes. So family, I hope that really helped you today on how to really be an effective leader when it comes to improving your project management skills. All right, till next time, I'm out.